Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 327 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you every week, doing another dashboard confessional. I thought I'd be back in the studio last night, but surprisingly, very pleasantly surprised, I got a text message from a friend who had recently moved out of state that they'd be back in town last night. So we all got together at the Cigar Lounge. It was like old times again. Really, it was just the regulars there last night. It was kind of like Cheers. Obviously, I'm Norm. I have my seat and everything. So I said, you know what? Better off, too, to wait another day because I gave myself my first shot of Wegovy on Sunday night. So now it's Tuesday afternoon, so we can kind of maybe assess how we're feeling and everything. I'm saying we're feeling, I'm feeling. So I made the plan to give myself the first shot on Sunday night. And to be honest, I'm afraid of needles. I'm a big baby. Basically, what you got to know about me, I'm a big baby when it comes to anything like that. And so I come home Sunday night. I'm making my breakfast and my stuff for to bring to work the next day. You know, you're getting them back on track. You got to do that meal prep. And so a buddy of mine told me to take the shot out of the fridge, let it sit for a little while because it hurts if you put it in cold when you inject it. It hurts cold. That's what she said. But I took it out, and I also had to put on my blood sugar monitor, which the doctor wants me to have. We talked about that in the past, because you know Wegovy does lower your blood sugar. I don't have really high blood sugar to begin with. They tell me I'm pre-diabetic, but it's like right on the cusp. So he wants me to monitor that, so I have to put the blood sugar monitor in my arm, and yeah, that's a weird contraption too. I mean, I thought it was a sticker, to be honest. I didn't think it actually stuck into your arm. So here I am now, sitting on my bed. I got the monitor in one hand and my Wegovy pen in the other. And I'm like, oh no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. So the first one I did was Wegovy. And I did it my leg. I hit it. Clicked. Second click. All done. Painless. Okay, don't be so dramatic, Anthony. It was fine. The next one was the monitor. And when I looked at it, it was that needle that comes out of it. And I didn't feel that either. 2 seconds it was on. And you know, all that nervousness for nothing. So now next Sunday, it won't be a problem. It'll just be part of my routine to get this done and to do this. But, you know, so the first day and a half on Wegovy, here's how I'm feeling. I woke up little nauseous on Monday. I didn't sleep great Monday night. I was having like anxiety about starting all this because that's how my brain works. If I do something, I think about it a lot. So I couldn't fall asleep. When I finally did fall asleep, I woke up. I was feeling a little nauseous, but I also don't know if that's part of this. My acid reflux was bothering me the day before. I kind of had the same feeling. But it could have, you know, could be either one. That's why I'm like, everyone's like, oh, you get nauseous on Wegovy. I'm like, yeah, I get nauseous from eating and then having acid reflux. So I might as well lose weight while I'm doing it. So, you know, it's not a big deal. But I did notice that I do get a little nauseous from time to time. Just drink some water, goes away, it's fine, it's not a big deal. I haven't had any, knock on wood, as of yet, upset stomachs or anything like that. Little nausea has been the only thing I've really felt the last 2 days on it. And you know, it really does work as far as like not feeling hungry, not craving food, not craving sweets. You know, one of the things that I've talked about it in the past that I have is what's called food noise. And if you have food noise, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But your brain is constantly just thinking about food. The next time you're going to eat, what you're going to eat, where you're going to eat. And it's nonstop. It's like, it gets to be like, oh, all right already. So anybody who's a food addict that deals with those kind of things understands that. So this actually helps with that a lot. Not going to say it's totally gone, but it just, it's almost like a nice little break. And to not have that constantly going on in my head is a big relief. So far, so good. I'm on the low dosage of it, so we're going to see how this goes. And, you know, I'm looking forward to Monday sharing my first week on this. You know, and I was tempted last. The devil comes out and tempts you. You know, you start something, get to the lounge last night, a box of donuts right on the counter. Someone got a box of a Dunkin' Donuts. To be honest, I didn't even want that. I was hungry. I brought my dinner in. I had my dinner, and I was full. I was good. And the thought of the donuts didn't even do anything to me, which is crazy because I love donuts. Like, I before I started this, I was eating donuts every day when I got my coffee. And could easily just do, like, you know, 2, 3, 4 donuts without even blinking. So I was actually amazed that I wasn't, you know, thinking about that and really feeling that I was depriving myself and that I wasn't craving it. So that's one of the things I noticed. The thing that I kind of, I got pizza last night, which, you know, and maybe they didn't mean this, but it annoyed me. Guy comes in with the pizza. You could have said, put it here, put it there. It's two pies right in front of the one guy who's not eating pizza. Everybody else is eating the pizza. It was right in front of me. So I said to him, gotta get rid of this fucking pizza. So they put it somewhere else. But that actually, I kind of felt like I could have had a slice, but I refrained. I did not partake in the pizza because I already was like a little, I was feeling full, slight nauseous, and I knew that that would trigger some acid reflux, and I didn't want to have the battle going on with that, so. And I didn't regret it either. Like, I was like, okay, I didn't have pizza, but I ate my dinner, I'm fine. You know, and I got home last night while I was making my breakfast and stuff. I had some almonds, and I was happy with that. The only thing that happened was my blood sugar went a little low last night. I have an alarm. It happened about 12:30 and then 5:30. And each time I just took a couple gummy bears and that brought it back up. So if that happens, that keeps happening, I got to talk to my doctor. I don't know if it's just like my body, like coming off so much sugar and carbs and just adjusting to everything and adjusting to the medicine. So we'll see how that goes. That's why I monitor it. I got it right here. Right now it's good. I just ate a little something before I started this. And that's the thing too, like, you know, I don't know. It's my head, and I got to talk to people who are on this. It's going to sound weird, but I feel like guilty eating on this, if that makes any sense or anything. Like, I'm not trying to starve myself. But you don't feel hungry until, like, you really are hungry. So last night when I was driving home, I was going to get dinner, I was hungry. I felt hungry for the first time, like, really all day. And then this morning I was hungry. So, and I'll be honest, like, as much as I eat, or if I was eating in the, you know, before I started this, I didn't always feel hungry, which is sick, right? It's it's a sickness in the head. It really is. I would wake up, and I wouldn't first eat until like 3. Like if I slept till like 12 on Saturday, which is what I usually do sometimes, I wouldn't eat till like 3:30 or 3 o'clock. And I wasn't hungry. I just was like, I mean, it was a little bit up, but I was like, and I would eat more food than I should. I mean, I'll tell what it is without hiding anything. It's not like I got this weight from eating carrots and celery. I would get like an egg sandwich from this place called Buzzed. I get a 32-ounce Arnold Palmer and 2 cinnamon rolls. And I would eat that. And I was full. And I could really go the rest of the day until I left the lounge without eating. And then I go to McDonald's afterwards. That was my weekend. That was what my weekends used to look like. It was Buzzed and McDonald's. And I wouldn't eat it, you know. And then whatever people brought some stuff in, I'd snack on that every once in a while. But that's what... And I was eating twice a day, but really never feeling crazy hungry either time. So now it's kind of like I'm taking this medicine. I don't feel hungry all day, but I have to eat because, you know, it's every certain amount of hours I should get food in me. So it's a weird thing for me eating to fuel my body than just eating just to eat. And I have a friend, Brian McKenna, very funny comedian. Go check out his page. I am Brian McKenna. He always would say, you know, it's just fuel. It's just, that's what food is. It's fuel. And I never understood that. I never really made sense to me. You know, especially growing up in an Italian house, food was not just fuel. Food was celebrating. Consoling somebody. Good news, bad news. Food was there. You know, Sunday dinner was a big thing. Anytime someone came over, dinner was a big thing. So I always looked at it as that. And these last 2 days now, I've really looked at food as fuel. And it's a strange feeling, a strange thought to have, but that's what it really is. We fuel our bodies so we can get the best out of it. You know, you have a car. You're not going to put the used fry oil from the local fast food joint in your car to run. It's going to run very sluggish, and if it runs at all. And that's kind of like what we do to our bodies. We put the worst kind of things in it for fuel and expect it to have, like, you know, to get that peak performance. Now, here's the thing too. I've never had peak performance. So I'm doing my own peak performance. I've been getting a lot of water in, which is great. I've always been able to drink a lot of liquids. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to drink iced tea by like the gallon. And now, like, the last year or so, I would fight to drink water. Coffee, no problem. You know, my Arnie Palmies, whatever. But I would struggle with water, and I never did before. So I'm not even forced, but I was just drinking water. It actually helps with the nausea. It helps, like, you know, assessing if I'm full or not. So I'm getting my water in. That feels good. I gotta go pee every 5 seconds. But that'll, body will get used to that. But it feels good to get hydrated, you know, to keep hydrating yourself. So you'll see me, I'll keep sipping my water over here because it helps with the whole, you know, like I said, nausea and full feeling. Now, I'm not an expert on Wegovy or anything like that. I just started taking it. But that's the update with that. I'm so far so good. Take it one day at a time, see what happens. You know, I can overthink any situation. I could make it more than what it is. And, you know, I just think about, like, every little thing, I'm like, I overthink, and I gotta stop that. I gotta get out of my head with that, and I have to, you know, just still the same, you know, I'm still, nothing's changed. I just put, you know, a medicine in my body to help me lose weight. You know, I remember you gotta get out of your head as far as that you're, you know, feel guilty about eating and that, you know, don't starve yourself and all that stuff. So maybe that's why my blood sugar was a little low last night too. I didn't eat enough during the day. If it happens again tonight, like I said, I'll call the doctor and talk to him about it. But yeah, so far so good. And I've watched a lot of TikToks on, you know, what to expect and what, you know, how to handle it. And that's like, you know, that's where we go for information these days, TikToks. You know, the same place where a guy's moaning in someone's ear in the frozen food aisle. The next video is somebody actually giving you some real medical advice. So it's actually it's a good place to get information. Other than that, the week was, you know, was what it was. It was nothing crazy. The Knicks lost on Sunday, and I can't even. This is like the sports portion of the podcast. I'm not even upset they lost. I mean, they had so many guys out, so many guys injured. Even the game Jalen Brunson broke his hand during the game. They were depleted. They were absolutely, you know, depleted by injuries, but that team never gave up. I mean, that's a New York team. That's New York right there. New Yorkers are just a tough, you know, we got a lot of fight in us. It embodies this you know, this area, New York, and our toughness. And this team really made me fall in love with basketball again. Like, I always love watching basketball. I was a Knicks fan as a kid. You know, I've talked about those 90s teams with Ewing, Oakley, Mace, John Starks, Ron Harper, Derek Harper, Pat Riley, you know, coaching the team, and Jeff Van Gundy. And, like, that was, I look forward to Knick games every night. And, you know, it beats you down when the team is bad, and not just the team, but the front office just doesn't care. And they're just piecing teams together, and they're throwing lineups out there. And it's like, what, you know, and you still watch, and you're like, and you get angry and disbelief, but this front office now really knows what they're doing. And they're building, it looks like a winner. And I'm a Knicks fan, so I don't want to get too optimistic and too ahead of myself. But I could see, you know, maybe a championship at the end of that tunnel, which this city would just lose its mind if the Knicks won a title. Oh my God. It would be absolutely insane. And I think Jalen Brunson is that guy to bring it to us. He would be the king of New York. I mean, the guy could run for mayor every year and win. Or every 4 years. He can go back and forth from mayor to governor, and he would win every time. So that's what I was watching. The playoffs, the hockey playoffs have been great. Only thing not great is the Rangers advancing. I'm that kind of an Islander fan. Sorry. Ranger fans give me crap all the time about the Islanders, so I give it right back. My nephew's birthday was last week. My nephew Rocco turned 9. Happy birthday, Rocco. So I went over and saw him one of the nights, gave him his presents, and had dinner with my family and just hung out. And it was a good time, you know, seeing the kids and everything. I can't believe my nephew Rocco's 9. And then my nephew Lucas will be 11. In July. It's crazy. They're getting big so fast. They really are. Every time I see them, they look taller. Just more like adult-like. And, again, this is one of my... always been one of my whys. is to see these kids grow up, you know, do great things, be a part of it. So, it's worth it. Absolutely worth it to, you know, have to inject myself with something and wear a monitor or whatever. In the long run, it's for my health. It's for, you know, it's for me. That's the most important thing. You know, and I just keep telling myself that. But yeah, watching these kids grow up, so proud of them. That it's good kids. Like, you know, they just... My niece Liddy is... Oh, my God. She is absolutely... She's adorable. She's just funny. She really puts a smile on my face. And, but it's funny, though. As much, but she's deadly. She's got a little sass to her. And it's just funny watching her and just, you know, watching them grow up and, you know, and being there. So that's all it is. Just want to be there for it. You know, want to experience it, want to, you know, not be on the sidelines anymore. And we're taking the, sorry, I was yawning. Taking the first step to doing that. I am a little tired after this. Maybe I'll take a little siesta after this podcast is over for a little bit. Yeah, so that's it. You know, that was the week one update. That even week one, just starting of the week. This is week one. We're in week one. So far, so good. I'm not an expert on this stuff, believe me. I'm learning as I go. You know, my plan is to cook a lot this week. I picked up my food shopping on Sunday. So yeah, I've been, you know, eating a lot of stuff that I've made myself. And tonight we're going to do a little steak night. I'm excited about that. And then before I head over to the lounge, which is, you know, it's also going to save me money in the long run, not eating out almost every night. As well as I enjoy cooking. So I'm actually looking forward to going home and, you know, preparing dinner and everything else. You know, especially steak. I love cooking steak. Get it perfect. Every time. Every time. Now watch, I'm going to mess it up tonight. But, yeah. That's really what was going on this week. Nothing crazy. Nothing out of the ordinary. We're starting here on week one. And next week I'll have the weigh-in update and everything else and how I'm feeling, how the whole week went, and hopefully it's all good news. Hopefully, you know, my anxiety goes down a little bit about everything. It's just how my brain operates. I overthink everything and will cause myself anxiety. So I this is going to become a routine like anything else. You know, like when you first joined WW, you know, that was crazy to me. Now it's, you know, brushing my teeth every morning. And I'm using the app, I'm using WW app with this, and it has a program where I'm tracking my proteins and everything. So it definitely is, you know, it seems like I got everything covered, right? You know, doing it afraid. Me, I'm not afraid. I'm just, you know, I work up situations in my head, but I'm not afraid of the medication. I'm not afraid of anything like that. I'm not afraid, you know. You talk to enough people, you can kind of get a sample size of what's going to happen when you take it. And I've had basically the same symptoms that they've had, and now I'm looking to have the success that they had. So everyone's different, though. Talk to your doctor, please. I'm not an expert on anything in this world, especially losing weight. So definitely, if you're interested, talk to your doctor and see what they say about it. I, you know, it's there. Medicine's there. Why not give it a try, right? That's what I say. Anyway, I want to thank everybody who joined us this week on episode 327 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. I think next week we'll be back in the studio, so this will be the last Dashboard Confessional for a while, unless another friend comes to town. But I want to thank you so much for joining us. Have an awesome week. I can't wait to share my week one results with you guys and let you know how everything went. So be good, and I'll see you next week.